Increasingly destructive wildfires are a major issue in the American West. Some researchers say that land managers have an unlikely ally in their efforts to confront the crisis, the beaver. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse traveled to a burn scar this summer to see the protective power of their wetland homes.
Laramie's charming Night Heron Cafe is just off the downtown rail yard. On a calm Sunday morning, a team of beaver researchers is putting the day's plan together.
Black coffee and a croissant.
That's Emily Fairfax's order. The assistant professor at the University of Minnesota's Geography, Environment, and Society Department is a leading scholar on the relationship between beavers and wildfire. She says our fellow mammalian architects are misunderstood.
Top three most hated beaver myths. Number one, that they eat fish. Beavers don't eat fish.
Some think they're disease carriers.
They're not.
Others unfairly malign them as prolific procreators.
Actually, they're slow reproducers and very territorial.
But Emily and her team didn't come to Wyoming to dispel beaver myths. They came to better understand the role the long-toothed, flat-tailed rodents can play in wildfires. The team piles into a rental SUV and heads southwest toward the Colorado border. In 2020, the Mullen Fire burned nearly 180,000 acres on both sides of the state line.
And within this fire scar, there are about 1,000 satellite-visible beaver ponds that provided fire refugia during the fire.
Fire refugia are parts of wildfires that either burn at low intensity or don't burn at all.
And so by having these refugia patches, you have sort of a nucleus of mature breeding adults and mature trees that can repopulate and spread back out.
Fairfax's research has shown that beaver dammed riverscapes are uniquely effective as refugia. The dams and canals they construct slow and spread water out, creating wetlands. In a paper published earlier this year, she and her co-authors found that 89% of such waterways constitute refugia, while just 60% of undammed waterways do. As the team nears the ponds, stands of blackened lodgepole pine speak to the fire's intensity. Waders and other gear are essential for beaver fieldwork. They launch a pair of drones from a high berm above the creek to get a wide vantage. What emerges is an almost picture-perfect encapsulation of Fairfax's findings, a long, wide strip of bright green wetland, but on either side,
I am seeing a complete devastation of the landscape.
Fairfax and her colleagues argue that beavers could be part of a comprehensive fire mitigation strategy, and that argument is finding an audience inside of federal agencies.
Hello, it's Ashley.
That's Ashley Hom, a longtime Forest Service hydrologist who's now in a leadership role on the Tahoe National Forest. Several years ago, she had something of a beaver awakening.
Now every time I go out in the woods or if I'm driving by a stream system, all I can think of is like, oh my word, every perennial stream that's at a lower grade used to be wall-to-wall beaver dams.
As many as 400 million beavers may have lived in North American watersheds before the fur trade decimated them.
These big, beautiful, hydrologically connected systems of beautiful, you know, lush riparian valley floors and wetlands.
She agrees that beavers could be potent allies. Their wetlands can buffer communities from encroaching blazes, and firefighters could incorporate them into strategy. She and others have been holding regular meetings with colleagues to make that case.
How do we get that third one in every conversation of like, ah, we're doing prescribed fire, we're doing fuels reduction, and we're bolstering our wetlands?
Wetland fieldwork is slow and messy. Michelle Andrus, a researcher in Fairfax's lab, is trudging along the muddy bottom of a beaver pond.
Hitting gravel is 135 centimeters.
Depth readings show how much water and sediment the ponds hold. Postgraduate researcher Nevaeh Baker has an even messier job. Sporting a pair of large goggles, she dives into the murky depths and emerges with samples from the pond floor. The DNA that can be extracted
gives you a really broad picture of the biodiversity.
Taking a brief break in the shade, Emily shares what she would want the public to see here.
In this moment, looking at the beaver ponds, I see a healthy landscape.
Unless you lift your eyes, she says, you wouldn't even know a fire had been there. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.